This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
Did you see Joe Montana and what he did? Did you catch Joe Montana?
Oh, him, their house? I don't know how that happens. Does that make sense to you?
The kidnapper?
Yeah.
It was like a weird thing, right?
Yeah.
Here's how it goes. Joe Montana has put everything on the line for the name of football, right? So it's no surprise the Hall of Fame quarterback was willing to do the same for his family. A 39-year-old woman entered Joe and Jennifer Montana's Los Angeles home through an unlocked door at around 5 p.m. on Saturday. First of all, why do you have your doors unlocked? The woman reportedly saw an unidentified woman holding a baby. The intruder allegedly took the baby, who happened to be Joe Montana's grandchild, out of the woman's arms and walked to another part of the home. Joe and Jennifer confronted the woman in this part of the home. They wrestled the baby out of the woman's arms before the intruder ran out of the home. Coincidentally, L.A. County Sheriff's officers were on the block for an unrelated matter. Someone inside the home flagged down the deputies and told them what happened. Officers were able to locate the woman a few blocks away. The unnamed suspect was arrested on kidnapping and burglary charges. The 64-year-old quarterback is best known for his iconic tenure with the 49ers, winning the Super Bowl four times with the team. He also spent time with the Kansas City Chiefs before being inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2000. So there you go. No issue. No, he did not issue a statement, but he was at a famous L.A. Restaurant, Nobu, I think it's called, yesterday. Eating, having some fun. How weird is that, that the woman just walks into your house? And you know, that this is why I have a big dog, like, roaming my house. So if I leave a door unlocked and an intruder comes in, well, get ready to get your ass bit, because there's going to be a big bitch coming your way. Okay? Because Maiden is big. And she gets pissed. She's very territorial about her house, about people in her house. Okay? Bill comes here all the time, and there's no way I can get Bill close to her. All right? Okay, that's how it is. All right? I got to keep the dog completely separated when I bring Bill here over to the house. I got to put her in my man cave, which is the two-car garage. So she'll go there for a couple minutes while Bill comes upstairs. That's how it goes.
I appreciate your efforts in this capacity.
Well, yeah, I do. You know, I don't need you to get bit. You know, she's a big girl. She's strong as an ox, dude. Man, my dog is strong. So I would suggest to Joe and his wife that you get a dog, a nice big dog. You know, I love my little dogs, but obviously they're just going to bark. They're not really going to protect you much. You know, anybody's just going to kick them, and they're going to go flying 40 feet because they're tiny. But I love my big dog, and, you know, I got to get another one. I need to get a second big dog because it's three small ones and a big dog. So I want to get another big dog so there's two big dogs. They can hang out with each other and screw around, all that. Because my big dog tries to play with the little dogs, and it's kind of like she just paws a little one and knocks them down. Because, you know, they weigh 4 or 5 pounds. She weighs 70-something pounds, you know what I mean? And strong. Damn, strong. So my suggestion, Joe, is get a dog. Did he smack the bitch? I got to tell you something. You come into my house, you grab my child or grandchild, I'm ripping that child from you. And then I'm beating the crap out of you, man or woman, okay? Anybody trying to hurt my child, I don't know if you get to just walk out of my house. I don't know about that. Maybe I don't even beat her up. Maybe I just say, Maiden, get her. And that's it. You know what I mean? That's all.
Oh, you're like the dog in
I would have,
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, right?
Oh,
when
yes.
Brad Pitt just, you know.
Yep, that's it. That's it. That's it. I don't know. I got to tell you, man, that woman would be in some serious. I know my wife would have gone ape shit. Okay? Apparently, they're really cool. My wife would have unloaded on that woman. Knowing the way my wife is about our daughter and about our dogs, oh, man, you're dead meat. You're dead meat. I don't know. I kind of have that part I don't. That's the part I have a problem, contemplating and, no, comprehending, I'm sorry, is the word I'm looking for. I have a problem comprehending that woman just flatly walking out of my house after trying to kidnap my kid or my grandchild. Either way. Either one. Doesn't matter to me. Right? It's kind of weird. I got to tell you. New York Kane says, hi-o. I'm not sure if you heard, but three players, yes, we heard. Yes, we heard. We heard. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know the players, all that good stuff. So they're going to shut down the facility until Saturday. Vikings also shut down their facility. Now it's on ESPN there. It's a developing story. And right now everybody's going, oh, dude, don't let it be Adam Thielen. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, Cook, don't get it. No. Derrick Henry, don't, please, don't. It's like everybody's praying that their fantasy player doesn't get COVID. But now they're also going, will I have Derrick Henry this weekend? Will I have Adam Thielen this weekend? You know, that kind of stuff is going on now in the world of fantasy. Oh, I got to love it. Drone Spy says, I'm not going to talk about this anymore, but these athletes need to start talking about being more equal. Oh, whatever. Let's see. I did enough politics for 4 months when we didn't have sports. I'm going to try to stay away from that stuff completely as much as possible, bro. And today's the debate, too. But I just want to stay. There's so much sports to talk about now. I just want to stay with sports and have some fun with.